Murder by Suicide. The Ellie Quick Mysteries by Veronica Healy. Read by Anne Cater. Ellie opened the mail, dreading to find another poison pen letter. But there was none. Notification about an investment due to mature. She must try to get through to Bill. It was ridiculous that he hadn't fixed her up with an accountant yet. Seed catalogue. Estimate for building on a conservatory at the back, with a drawing which made her gasp. She'd asked for a plain lean-to right across the back of the house, using part of the existing patio as a base. They had drawn a semicircular rotunda, which would take up far more space than the patio occupied, and which took no account of the steeply sloping garden. She could almost hear the man saying, "She's only a woman. Doesn't really know what she wants. We'll give her our usual." That went straight into the bin. There was a note from Timothy, the curate, about having tried to contact her several times, and would she ring him, please? It was urgent. There was also a note from Roy. "Hi, partner." That made Ellie smile. Partner, indeed. What a flatterer the man was. "I've tried ringing you, but you never seem to be in. What a busy little person you are. I hope you're getting paid for the work you're doing, clearing out that awful place. What about supper tonight? I've got some good news to report on the housing scheme we discussed. Ring me." Ellie sighed. It would be pleasant to dine with Roy and talk houses, but she'd made up her mind to keep her distance in future, and so, no dinner. Besides, she had other things to do. She tried phoning her solicitor, but Bill was busy and unable to take her call. His secretary promised he'd ring back, but he didn't. Timothy, when reached, turned out to need someone to produce the weekly church notices on a computer, since the parish secretary was off sick, and her backup had moved away. Ellie was gradually taming Frank's computer into producing the occasional letter, but she could hardly be said to have mastered it. Timothy had become much more assertive since Gilbert's departure, and though Ellie tried to tell him that she'd hardly progressed beyond the first steps in learning to operate the machine, he persisted. Would she at least give it a try? He was at his wit's end, etc.